Joining me in the studio this morning is Bev Borgeson and Tad Dobbins. And as a matter of fact, I want to say good morning to you guys. Thanks for coming in on a Friday morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you doing, Parker?
I'm doing good. Ready for the weekend. Glad to have you guys here. And we are also getting ready for another event here in Mexico over the Mexico Area Family YMCA. It's Senior Expo time, and I think this has been going on for several years. We're going to start off with Bev. Just kind of tell us a little bit about the agency or agencies that you'll be representing there at the Senior Expo.
Well, the Senior Expo was started, the first one was in 2015, and it was coordinated through a group. We called ourselves the Health Leadership Team. However, that is a group of mostly not-for-profits who have just gotten together once a month or once a quarter through the last few years to talk about what we can, how we can help the community, what we can do in the community to help with health issues. And actually, one of the first things we did was the Senior Expo. And we've continued to do this, and it has grown. We have nearly 50 vendors who will be at the expo this year. So I will be helping with the overall happening of it along. But really, it's the Y staff. They do so much to coordinate this activity. But so I will be helping with overall things. We do questionnaires. We hand out goodie bags. I also will be helping with the Bright Futures table. We always have a table because we're always looking for volunteers. And this year, Marcy Orr will be manning that table. And I know this year we have several new tables, Uplift Midmo, I help with that group some, and Libby is going to be there with a table, and Audrey and Developmental Disability Services, they haven't had a table before, but they have one this year, and I've been involved with their agency as well. And so it's exciting to see all those people going to be out there, along with those nearly 50 others.
Absolutely. Tad Dobbins, you're going to be there as well. There are a lot of services that seniors can go there and learn about at the Senior Expo. Just kind of talk a little bit about a few agencies. You're going to be representing several there as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Mainly representing the agency, of course, the Central Missouri Community Action. I'll be there. But like Bev, I'm a member of the Audrain County Health Leadership Team. So I'll be hopping around and helping out with the event itself. And at several tables, I'll help represent as well. But CMCA's table will have foster grandparents. They'll have weatherization. They'll have financial opportunity. The financial opportunity coaches information with some general financial education pieces will be involved. But there is definitely, like Bev mentioned, there's going to be almost 50-some vendors there. And with that, not only for the services that are being provided or information being provided and resource being provided to the seniors and those attending, but also for the caregivers those seniors as well. And that's one of those things, you know, we really try to push out there. You don't have to be a senior to come, because there's a lot of people taking care of their elderly parents and such in the house. So it's a great event, Matt.
No doubt about it. I know MU Healthcare Physical Therapy, I believe, is going to be there. There's going to be several other agencies. Mexico Senior Center will be represented. Bev, tell us.
Right. Senior Health Consultants, the Help Center, Eastern Missouri YMCA, obviously our local YMCA, the Senior Center, the Ledger, League of Women Voters, volunteer opportunity agencies, programs with volunteer opportunities, as well as those kinds of needs you might have. Continental Siding is going to be there. And I just want to mention for a second our sponsors, Senior Health Consultants, the Health Department. They're going to be there offering all kinds of services and talking about their services. United Credit Union, that's always an important thing for everybody to be aware of. Community Loving Care Hospice and Jackson Street Drug.
And Home Bank. And right. Yeah, those are the sponsors of it. Plus, then you have all the vendors as well.
Very nice.
So we appreciate their help as well.
Tell us again the date this is going to be happening and from what time to what time?
Thursday, April 4th. So 2 weeks from yesterday, 9 to 11 at the YMCA. And they usually have a golf cart going around to help people get in if you have issues and troubles with that. And certainly if there's folks at churches or care facilities that bring a van of folks, people are going to be able to be there to help with that too.
Yeah, I highly encourage if your church does have a van, start talking and getting those groups together, those people that are interested, and make an event of it, you know, a social event, an outing. And there's a lot of good information that's shared here.
No doubt about it. Folks that go through can pick up some goodie bags, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's plenty of prizes that will be handed out there.
There's prizes, lots of good stuff that people can get. And I just want to stress again, my issue has been the caregivers. I mean, they need to think about coming because you're in a position where you need to just be aware of all those resources out there for your loved one. So if you can get there, that would be great. And it's just 2 hours, and you don't even have to come through the whole 2 hours. You come, walk through, see what you want to see first. You'll get a handout that shows you where everybody is sitting, so you could highlight where you want to go and be in and out of there pretty quick.
Best thing about it is it's absolutely free.
Yes.
All you have to do is show up at the Mexico Area Family YMCA. We certainly appreciate you guys showing up here to the station this morning to talk about that event, and we'll see you over there on April the 4th.
You're welcome. Good to be here.